Well, yesterday, the Pulitzer Arts Foundation began a 5-day symposium to promote awareness of climate change in the Midwest. The Marfa Dialogue St. Louis is a series of workshops, installations, and performances. 30 Days of Demolition is one component of the symposium, and handling that will be Michael Allen, director of the Preservation Research Office, and installation artist Carly Trostclair. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, good to be here.
And also here, the Pulitzer Arts Foundation's Manager of Programs, Kristen Fleischman Brewer. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Steve. Thank you.
Marfa Dialogue St. Louis. There's a little town in Texas that I've heard about for a long time. So what's the backstory here?
So the backstory is Ballroom Marfa, a contemporary art space out of Marfa, Texas, started the program, the Marfa Dialogues, in 2010. And the first program was focused around border politics and policy because of their location.
Let me just stop you there.
Yeah.
There was an artist, I think, from New York that moved to this tiny little remote Texas town and set up a gallery. I'm not sure what exactly.
So we're going way back.
Yeah.
So one of the pioneering artists that went to Marfa was Donald Judd. And some of you all may be familiar with the exhibition we just held at the Pulitzer on Donald Judd's multicolored works. So
right.
We have a lot of connections to this small town in West Texas.
Mm-hmm. And so they started arts-related dialogues, and that, I think, spread to other locations, at least to New York and now here?
Yes, so this is the fourth iteration of Marfa Dialogues. They received funding from the Robert Rauschenberg Foundation to take the program to New York last fall to focus around climate change after Hurricane Sandy, and we thought it would be fantastic to bring the program here. It was really inspired by one of the works in our current exhibition, Art of Its Own Making, by artist Agnes Dennis, which was commissioned for the program on climate change. So
just generally speaking, what are the variety of programs that we're going to be seeing over this 5-day symposium?
You know, we're in the thick of it right now. It's been really exciting. We kicked it off Wednesday night. We had artists all over the Pulitzer handing out milkweed balloons, talking about water politics, using projections to see how moths can become new pollinators. We have, obviously, our friends here with 30 Days of Demolition. We have meditations at the park. Artist walks through the city, and we close Sunday with a potluck.
All right, let's talk about 30 Days of Demolition. That happens tomorrow at the Pulitzer. So as a background, Michael Allen, if I can start with you, you are what's called an architectural historian, and you're director of the Preservation Research Office, which I think is something you began. So tell me about your organization.
Right, so what we mostly do is fairly technocratic. So we get buildings listed in the National Register. We work with local governments to find redevelopers for abandoned, sometimes endangered historic buildings. We help people access historic incentives. So a lot of paperwork. But Marfa Dialogues gave us a great opportunity to do something creative that we wouldn't normally be able to do.
And as far as urban demolition, it's, you know, that's not just a St. Louis problem, but it certainly is a large one here.
It is a large problem. I mean, it's in the context of population loss. Obviously, a city that's plummeted from 856,000 residents down to about 319,000, you know, there's a whole sort of parallel decline in the need for architectural space. But that doesn't mean that the demolition is the only answer, the only solution for sort of right-sizing the city. And our project sort of really confronts people with the data that they might not always think about. You know, it's easy to think about, oh, we take down this building that you might consider an eyesore. It's gone. Blip. You know, we can argue about its architectural historic merit, but it's harder to argue about the environmental impact, the social impact, the lost population, and things like the assessed tax value. You know, houses that go from, you know, when the parcel has a building on it, it's taxed at $2,700, and when the building's gone, it's taxed at a little over $500. That's a loss, not just of architecture, but of money to the city government.
All right. Carly Trostclair, you're an installation artist. Tell us a little bit about your background and what kind of installation art that you do. And I might say we first met at Young Friends of St. Louis. Had a program a few months ago, maybe it was longer than that, over at CAM, Contemporary Art Museum of St. Louis. So I know you from that.
Correct. So I currently have an exhibition about the contemporary that traces kind of a fictional timeline of deterioration of abandoned buildings in the city. So my practice really kind of looks at how these structures break down over time and the design and patterns that they start to create. So I'm looking at it from an aesthetic point of view. And this project, this collaboration with Michael, really kind of allowed the coming together of two, you know, the data of what happens, what has happened in the past 30 days. And then I'm approaching it from a more aesthetic kind of visual representation and marker.
And you're doing something specific across the street from the Pulitzer, and you can tell me about that in a minute. But Kristen, back to you. Marfa Dialogues focuses on climate change. So help me understand how what we're talking about here, this one particular project, part of your symposium, how this really relates to climate change.
Well, both Carly and Michael are the perfect example of a project that we were looking for this project, most of which because they bring together two different perspectives, and they're coming together in a unique way that can tell a story from multiple dimensions. So I would trust that Michael can talk mostly about how the data can tell us more about climate change, but I think for us, we really wanted to think about St. Louis and the city and what it means. How is climate change affected in St. Louis, and what can we do as individuals to make changes to our daily routines or how we develop policy as a city? So I think that this collaboration exemplifies those ideas that we were looking for at the Pulitzer.
I would add that, from the standpoint of looking at demolition in data, the buildings are made of second nature, natural materials. And so anything that gets thrown away, if we mowed down the forest that made the floorboards and joists for an old house, most people would cry foul and see the environmental impact when it's been hewn and put into architecture. The impact is still the same. It's just maybe a little more invisible. And then one of the other things we measured that I think has sort of the biggest maybe sort of outcome of this report is looking at the density that changes in these neighborhoods and blocks when these buildings are taken down. So the cumulative effect of removing buildings is a lowering of population density. Lower population density means more urban sprawl. More urban sprawl, more of the footprint that gets consumed, more use of carbon to shuttle around in a larger and vastly growing region. So when we're taking down city buildings, we're really encouraging and incentivizing urban sprawl.
Carly, tell me what you've been doing. I think, was it the last 30 days? Haven't you not been collecting some of the parts of these buildings that Michael's been talking about, and you're doing something across the street from the Pulitzer? So explain your project.
Sure. So what we're actually doing is we're getting bricks from a brickyard. We decided that this would be kind of the most efficient way. What we're going to do is we're going to rent the bricks, use them for the installation, and then return them back so that they can be used moving forward. And what the installation is going to be is a floor plan of the house that sat across from the Pulitzer from 1879 through 1971. And actually, one of the residents that brought it to its full terms of being built was the founder of the Laclede Firebrick Company. So there's a kind of nice correlation with the history of that building and then memorializing the footprint of that.
So you're collecting old bricks and kind of reconstructing the foundation of the original building.
Correct, right. And we're using a basket weave pattern that's really common on a lot of St. Louis.
Are you actually going to be assembling these bricks tomorrow? Is that at a specific time?
We'll be assembling them today, and then they'll be on display tomorrow in conjunction with handing out the brochures, and then we'll have a panel discussion as well.
So what do you hope the experience of this, of your project, both of you can answer this, the 30 days of demolition, what should the experience be like for me, for anyone?
Well, I would hope that this really enables multiple ways of seeing demolition. That there's the data, there's the photographs of the buildings that are lost, but then there's also this sort of really nice tangible gateway to the issue, which is looking at Carly's installation, looking at the sort of the ghost outline of this house across from the Pulitzer, really gives you this spatial experience. And on top of all that, the panel discussion, which is going to include Deputy Chief of Staff to the Mayor, Eddie Roth, and Michael Powers from Lewis Reed's office on the legislative side, provides this sort of forward-looking policy discussion, what needs to be changed. So these multiple points of entry, I think, hopefully illustrate the complexity, but also give people, you know, some point that is relevant to their own life. If they're interested in policy, if they're interested in architecture, if they're interested in ecological issues, you know.
And I know one thing you're really concerned about, and it is a big issue here in St. Louis, is the brick theft. That bricks from these buildings all across the city are disappearing. I guess they're actually sold at places far away, right? So there's a big black market for that, is there?
Right. I mean, brick is a commodity. So, I mean, leaving a brick house abandoned is like the equivalent in a lot of places of leaving a big pile of money on a vacant lot. Of course, someone's going to come and take it because it has value. But that also has value, long-term value to the city. And so, you know, brick theft, I think, should concern every St. Louisan because it's a loss of a resource that really defines the character of what our city is.
But Carly, you said you're getting yours from a brickyard, so you're playing it safe, right?
We're playing it safe.
Okay. Kristen, in the few minutes we have remaining, do you want to maybe mention some of the other components of your symposium? There, I'm looking at some of them now. There's a Miss Mary, Meg Webster, Mel Chen. You want to just pick out a few and mention them?
Sure. I will be happy to tell you all a little bit more about Mary Miss. She's an artist that came in from New York. She spoke last night with Mel Chen. And tomorrow morning, we are walking from Pruitt-Igoe to the Pulitzer. We start at 9 a.m. at 23rd and Cass, and we'll spend a few hours. We've brought together architects, designers, and scientists from all over St. Louis, and we're going to be talking about solutions along the way of how we can think about our environment and what are simple solutions people can do to make changes. So that'll be a really, really fascinating conversation. There are also some beautiful things happening at the Tower Grove Farmers Market. There's a meditation that really talks about non-doing as civic engagement and really asks the question, what are you willing to give up, which is going to be also very beautiful. So
there's also, just to kind of show the variety of things that you're doing, there's a poet that's going to be doing a public reading of Mark Twain.
Yeah, so tomorrow night, and we actually need more people, so show up to be a reader. We need readers. So tomorrow night on Cherokee Street at Fort Gondo Compound for the Arts, we'll be reading Mark Twain's Life on the Mississippi.
There's even going to be a cooking demonstration. How does that relate to this?
On Sunday, we go out to Chalmette Winery, and we are working with an artist and a forager who's going to take us on a foraging tour to figure out how we can find plants that are around us to use to cook.
The Pulitzer Arts Foundation presents Marfa Dialogues St. Louis. It's up, and the whole program is running through Sunday at various times at various locations. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to the Marfa Dialogues website and other information that you need to know. And as far as our other guests here today, Michael and Carly, your particular project, you're going to have a discussion at 1 tomorrow at the Pulitzer, and then your installation piece is going to be available all day, and then does it go away or what?
Right, and then we deconstruct it. It's actually going to be across the street from the Pulitzer, the panel discussion and the installation.
So just briefly from each of you, in conclusion, what's the takeaway on what you're doing here?
I think the tie with the installation piece in conjunction with the data is to really look at what's happened in a microscopic way in the last 30 days and then tie it together historically. What's happened?
That's installation artist Carly Trostclair. Michael Allen of the Preservation Research Office, last comment?
Yeah, I think the takeaway is that, you know, what looks like a single vacant house is actually a network of economic, social, environmental, and political considerations that shape our future.
And Kristen Fleischman Brewer.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, good
enough. Appreciate it. I hope to see you all out at the Marfa Dialogues.
Is this something you may be going to do every year?
We probably won't do it every year, but I can probably say for certain that we will continue our interest in science in the city.
Thank you all for being here.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks.